This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. So, Wins family, I get this call this morning from a relative who's a senior VP for an NBA team asking me, did you hear about Chauncey Billups? Like, what about him? It's just shocking. Innocent until proven guilty, folks. But check it out. NBA basketball legend Chauncey Billups, who did a stint here in New York for a minute and currently a head coach on the West Coast, charged with having alleged ties to the mafia and a gambling scheme that stretches from coast to coast. He's not the only one. They named another player, but a federal indictment says at least 30 people are named in this scheme. And it sent a rippling effect through the NBA community, and in a week where the NBA springs back to life for the 2025-26 season. It's where we begin our news on this Thursday. Juliet Papa leading us off with a hard knock for a hardwood favorite.
Two massive gambling investigations, according to FBI Director Kash Patel.
We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery.
In one case, Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier is accused of sitting out games and then collecting winnings on over-under bets. U.S. Attorney Joseph Nocella Jr. says the other scheme involved high-stakes poker games rigged with high-tech devices.
Special contact lenses or eyeglasses that could read pre-marked cards, and an X-ray table that could read cards face down on the table.
Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups charged in that case. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, Billups' team, the Trailblazers, opened their season last night at home with a 118-114 loss to Ant-Man and the Minnesota Timberwolves. So far, no comment from Adam Silver, the dean of the league, on whether any other athletes will be named in this indictment or what actions will be taken. Aye, aye, aye. A construction worker has died this afternoon after an accident in Hudson Yards. I mentioned that he was in critical condition at the headline there. Yeah, everything has changed now. Apparently, the poor guy fell 100 feet from a building. They found him at the bottom of a 60-foot construction hole right there on 12th Avenue and 30th. Battalion Chief Anthony Romano says they had to use a construction crane to get to him, in fact, because their stuff was blocked.
They determined it was no pulse and no breathing. Rescue 1 proceeded to package the patient up, while other units up top on scene, they set up a high point at a construction boom that was located in place because our rigs, due to the construction obstacles, cannot get into place.
Yeah, they're not sure what caused him to fall. No name released, nor the name of the company he worked for. So far, Local 79 isn't talking, and investigation continues. More fallout from Tuesday night's ICE raids on Canal Street. We had some pretty large protests last night in downtown, and now City Hall is making some noise from inside.
The Adams that clapped back at President Trump was not Eric, but Council Speaker Adrian Adams.
New York City does not want or need a military or federal occupation.
She was joined by faith leaders like the Reverend Charles Galbraith of Brooklyn's Alliance Tabernacle, which serves a large immigrant community.
We are experiencing the fear, the anxiety, and the uncertainty. And as a preacher, I believe in crying out and sparing not. This is unacceptable.
9 African immigrants were arrested in the Canal Street raid. DHS said 2 had criminal records. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
The MTA Inspector General says they were cloning employee ID cards and swiping their buddies in and out when they weren't at work. And today, a 3-year probe into an alleged culture of fraud and time abuse has been busted wide open. Today, they've charged 36 employees, including 7 supervisors, with various acts of misconduct. Daniel Court is the inspector general, says the tip occurred when a guy clocked in his coworker who allegedly wasn't even there.
Our investigation began with a complaint about a supervisor at the Long Island Railroad's Ronkonkoma facility who was having a colleague swipe him in for shifts using a duplicate of his ID card. We later called these duplicate ID cards cloned cards. We discovered that this was far from an isolated incident.
Court says these clone cars were made using machines they bought on Amazon and sold to folks for prices ranging from $5 to $40 each. He says one gang foreman, that's what he called them, told his co-worker, "Don't tell anybody. What happens at KO," that's the code name for Ronkonkoma, "what happens at KO stays at KO. Says another gang foreman responded, "They can't do nothing to us." Good luck with that. The LIRR is going to evoke some Oprah on them. You get a penalty, and you get a penalty, and you get a penalty. Who's next? This is crazy. Also on Long Island, a fire ripped through an apartment building in Freeport this morning, leaving 4 people hurt, one of them critically. Freeport Fire Department got a 911 call, arrived to find heavy smoke coming from a 3-story apartment on J Street about 6 this morning. And then the really scary stuff. 6 people trapped inside. Oh, my goodness. They got them all out, but 4 people suffered smoke inhalation and burns. They were taken to Nassau County. One person remains in critical condition and 3 others in serious condition. Nassau's chief fire marshal, Michael O'Tarrell, says nobody heard any smoke alarms going off. In fact, says they didn't even find any smoke alarms. About 100 firefighters from several localities got the fire down. Oh, it took about an hour. They're looking, trying to find out what started that particular fire. Oh, a bad, bad situation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.